Hare Krishna. Question. When the soul goes back to the spiritual world, it is said that soul never falls back. How does this gel with the fact that we are tatastha shakti and we always have free will? So can't we again misuse our free will and fall to the material world? Answer. Yes, theoretically we can say that the soul always has free will, but at the same time, when the soul has awakened love for Krishna, at that time the soul is bound by love. And Baldev Vidya Bhushan talks about this, addresses the subject elaborately in his commentary to the last sutra of the Vedanta Sutra, in his Govinda Bhashya commentary. So the last sutra is Anavrtti Shabdat. Anavrtti Shabdat. So the sutra is repeated twice, which with Baldev Vidya Bhushan says is for indicating completion of the sutra. Now anavrittihi, so avritti, now Prabhupada translated this as the uncovering. Anavritti, uncovering of consciousness happens through shabda, sound. Baldev Vidya Bhushan goes along with the more traditional reading of this verse, where he says that avritti means to come back. Anavritti means to not come back. So in the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is avartino, punaravartino and anavartino. This word is used in this sense also. So anavritti means not coming back. Shabdat. Shabdat means this is the declaration of shabda. And then Srila Baldev quotes many verses from scripture. Of course, the most famous is Mam apetya punarjanam dukkhalam shashvatam naapnuvanti mahatmanah samsiddhim paramam gataha. 8.15 and 16 basically abrahmabhuna loka punaravartino arjuna mam apetya kaunte punarjanma na vidyate. So in two successive verses Krishna talks about one doesn't come back to this world if one attains his abode. And then he says that so what is the basis for this? He further elaborates on this particular declaration of scripture. He says that actually the devotee is bound by love to the Lord, and the Lord is bound by love to the devotee. So, for example, from the devotee's perspective, in the Bhagavatam it is said, Dhautatma Purusha Krishna Padamulam Namunchati Mukta Sarva Pariklesha Pantha Swasharanam Yatha. So, the second canto it is said that Pantha Swasharanam Yatha, just as a wandering person, when the person comes back home, at that time, what happens is Pantha Swasharanam. If a person comes back home, a wandering person comes back home, that person feels comfortable, feels happy. Similarly, a purified soul, when the consciousness is fixed in Krishna's lotus feet, that consciousness never wants to leave Krishna's lotus feet. So, the soul, similarly, when the soul attains Krishna, the soul doesn't want to ever leave Krishna. And then further records from the Ambarish Maharaj pastime, where it is said that the devotees give up everything for the Lord's sake, and then katham tvam tyaktum utsahe, that how can the Lord be ready to give up the devotees? So one is from the devotees, when they attain the Lord, they never give up the Lord. And the other is that when the Lord sees that the devotees have given up everything for His sake, how can they give up anything? How can He give them up? He can never give them up. So the devotees and the Lord are bound by love, and because they are bound by love, this is a bondage which is entirely voluntary. And being voluntary entirely, it is not something which will be given up. Yes, there is the possibility the soul can choose otherwise, but then because there is the ecstasy of love that is being experienced, and because we could further add, the soul has already experienced material existence. As we say, once born, twice shy. If one has experienced the misery of material existence, one has experienced the ecstasy of spiritual love, then there is, although the possibility is there, the probability is improbably low. It's extremely unlikely. Possibility is something can happen. Probability is something is likely to happen. So, the probability is near zero, because the soul has experienced both the ecstasy of spiritual love and the misery of separation from God, and thereby soul, with you still having the free will, still being the Tatastha Shakti, the soul chooses to always be with Krishna. And in this way, the eternal state, eternal union of the soul with Krishna is not because of the deprivation of the free will, but it is by the perfection of the free will. The soul always uses that free will wisely. Thank you. Hare Krishna.